It appears that Major League Baseball players and owners have done what would have seemed unlikely just months ago. The two sides reportedly have reached agreement on a stricter policy toward players who use steroids or other banned substances. Players and owners are expected to announce that plan today. NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman has been covering this story all along and joins us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve.
So how is baseball getting tough here?
Several ways. Tougher sanctions, including a suspension of up to 10 days for a player to test positive for steroids the first time. Players will be tested randomly multiple times, and some players could be tested more than others. And most importantly, testing reportedly will be year-round. Now, you compare this with the drug program Major League Baseball has had in place since 2002, and you can see why this could be significant. Many anti-doping experts called that initial program a joke. Certainly, it was the weakest drug program of the major sports. It had no penalty for a first-time steroid user, and it basically telegraphed to players when they'd be tested, once and only during the season. And serious drug testing and enforcement can really only happen with random, unannounced year-round testing as it's done in Olympic sports.
Now, we mentioned that the stronger testing would have seemed unlikely months ago, and that's because the players' union had so strongly opposed it, among other reasons. What's been the reaction now to this plan?
Commissioner Bud Selig and union leaders would not comment last night. Selig said he'll have an announcement to make today. Some players have commented publicly, saying it's a good step and the right thing to do.
How long did it take the players and the owners to come around to this new policy?
They've been working on it for months behind the scenes. The initial testing plan that I mentioned was approved as part of the 2002 collective bargaining agreement between players and owners, and the criticism was immediate. Bud Selig has been saying for some time that he'd like to have a plan in place in the major leagues that was as tough as the minor league program, which did include year-round testing and punishment for first-time offenders. The union has been resistant to that, but then last month, the ongoing story about the doping scandal involving the California lab known as Balco, that blew up. The San Francisco Chronicle printed a few stories linking baseball stars Jason Giambi and Barry Bonds to steroids, and this created an uproar, certainly in the media. Senator John McCain threatened legislation. President Bush even spoke out. And as a result, the union agreed to step up those negotiations with Major League Baseball on a tougher program.
Well, why did it take such a huge scandal to bring baseball around on this subject?
As you mentioned before, the union has been reluctant to pursue drug testing. The union has always seen this as a privacy issue and believes players shouldn't have their privacy violated. This union is easily the most powerful in sports. Some say perhaps the most powerful in all the nation. And it was able to hold the line and avoid significant testing. And despite his recent public pronouncement, Bud Selig and the owners were pretty quiet during the home run surge that started in the late 1990s. Now, this was a surge that helped rescue baseball from the disastrous player strike in 1994, and it was a surge that some suspect was fueled by steroids. Certainly, these two sides weren't going to do anything significant as long as attendance was up and the game was popular. But then, as I said, with the Balco story, particularly this last month of rumor and suspicion about Bonds and Giambi and other ballplayers, finally got the public talking.
And affected people's view of the game's integrity.
And it certainly did, and that really hit home with baseball players. Many of them who weren't using illegal drugs felt as if they were all being cast in a negative light. And this was the most significant factor in this apparent agreement. Players wanted it done, and they directed their union leadership to do it. There was an email to the AP last night sent by a veteran player, Tony Clark, and he said, "There are too many great players, past and present, who deserve to be celebrated for their ability to play this game at a very high level. If a stricter drug policy brings that level of appreciation back, we felt it was worth pursuing."
The words of a major league player is read by NPR's Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks.
You're welcome.